Nekutindangandiri kuziva kuti tinenguva pfupi pfupi.
Because I knew that we have got a very short time.
But ini nekuda kuti ndinenge ndino taura ndichitenderera.
But because I am a long winding preacher.
Saka ndanganyasiya kutoishe zvamungandipewo kuti gowera nevana venyu.
I was praying saying, Lord, what can you give me to share with your children?
Of course, taka introduce a subject yedu ye the open book.
Of course, we introduced the subject of an open book.
Nenyasha dzaMwari vakatendera tichaenderera mberi.
But by the grace of God, if the Lord permits, we will go forward.
Asi zvatakatoona kuti mweya waMwari nekunaka kwaishe.
So as we have seen that the Spirit of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord,
where we had finished
the servant of the Lord took away from there.
Saka imwe nguva pamuri kutarisira kuti ndichapedza.
Sometimes when you are expecting me to finish my message,
munogona kusemsanda kutaura kuti mweya waMwari wakati ipedza.
You will be surprised of me saying the Spirit of the Lord has already finished the subject.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. We've
got a great issue.
Like I said, we can only find where we can stop,
but
we can never finish it. Amen. We want to look at the seven visions
that
God gave to the prophet.
Amen.
So we can open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter
5. Amen.
Amen. From verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you.
Asikana dziringuwa nemisi hama dzangu hamufanire henyu kuti munyorerwe chino.
For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Nokuti imi mumene munoziva kwazvo kuti zuva rashe rinosvika sembavha usiku.
Bible saying for yourselves know perfectly.
Bible rinonyatsoti munyatsoziva zviro kwazvo.
Amen. So you should know this.
Munofanirwa kuziva izvi. Amen.
Perfectly.
Zvakanyatsokukwana.
That the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Kuti zuva rashe rinosvika sembavha usiku.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
Kana vachiti rugare nokugarika, ipapo kuparadzwa kuchakurumidza kuvawira sokurwadzwa kwomukadzi une mimba.
So
havangatongopukunyuki.
So like I said the other time,
sezvandakataura imwe nguva,
you know, when you read the Bible,
ukaverenga Bible,
you notice that God is addressing two people, two groups of people.
Unocherechedza kuti Mwari vari kutaura nemapoka maviri evanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
To them,
kwavari,
and to you,
nekwaurivo.
So throughout the Bible, this is what I'm seeing. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Because here Paul is saying, right? You yourselves know perfectly well that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, when they, the people out there, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. So when the Bible is saying the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, right? It's not referring to you, but to the people out there. Because here the Bible is saying, you brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Amen.
Amen.
You are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
Nokuti imi mose muri vana vechiedza navana vamasikati hatizivo usiku kana verima.
Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Naizvozvo ngatirege kuvata savamwe asi tirinde tisvinuke.
There are those who sleep.
Pane vanovata.
But now the Bible is admonishing you.
Asi Bhaibheri
riri kutaura. Don't sleep as them. But you must watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But you are children of day. and not of the night. Right? But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation.
Asi isu zvatiri vamasikati ngati svinukei takapfeka chidzitiro chechifuwa chindu chokutenda norudo nengowani ive tariro yoruponeso.
For God hath not appointed us to wrath but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nokuti Mwari haana kutiisira kutsamwa asi kuti tiwane ruponeso naShe wedu Jesu Kristu.
Who died for us that whether we wake or sleep we should live together with him.
Wakatifira isu kuti kana tichirinda kana tichivata tirarame pamwe chete naye.
Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another even as also ye do.
Saka nyaradzana imusimbisane sezvamunoitavo.
Amen. So this is what we are doing.
Izvi ndo zvatirikuita.
Edifying one another.
Tichikurudzirana.
Comforting one another.
Tichinyaradzana.
Amen.
Amen.
What the Bible says.
What the Bible says.
Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Izvozvo kunyaradzana ine mashoko aya.
Which words?
Mashoko api?
The coming of the Lord.
Kuuya kwaShe.
Amen.
Amen.
Tikota msusu wedu tinamatisha.
We bow our heads and pray.
Tinokutenda itenzi nekuda kweshoko renyu. Tinokumbira mweya mutsvene. Baba kwema minis mashoma. Mwe munouya ishe wangu nokutaura kuana dzedu. Tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvinhu zvinotendwa ishe pakati pedu. Shoko ramakatizura mazuva ane kupedzisira. Baba tichiramba tichitarisa nokuona kuti mushoko renyu ichokwadi. Kuti munowanika muchitaura kune vamunoti vana venyu. Nekune vari kunze. Chitibatsira Ishe wangu nokuda kwenyasha dzamakati wanira idzi. Kuti tenzi wakanaka ticherechedze nokupepuka. Ishe munguva yatiri kurarama. Nezvinhu zvakatikomberedza kuti zvinorevei kwatiri. Tinokumbira kuti izvi muzita rinokosha. Zita raIshe Jesu Kristu. Amen. Amen. Tigare edu pasi.
May be seated.
Chiti Ishe vaudzire marupfadzo pakurengo kweshoko ravo.
Bless the reading of this word.
Amen.
Amen.
As I said, we just want to look at the seven visions. Amen.
Amen.
By God's grace, we'll just see where we can end.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet in the church age book, right, he speaks of these seven visions. Amen.
Amen.
Right. He says, yeah, the Laodicean age began around the turn of the 20th century.
And the Laodicean age, century.
Perhaps 1906. How long will it last? As a servant of God who has had multitudes of visions, of which none has ever failed. Amen. Right.
Amen.
Let me predict. I did not say prophesy, but predict. Now, this is a stumbling block to many. It has caused some to go back in the well. Amen.
Amen.
But the prophet is plainly saying, right? Let me predict. I did not say prophesy, but predict. Now, to predict is to declare or foretell on the basis of observation or experience or scientific reasons. Amen. So when you are saying you are predicting, right, pane zvinhu zviri kuita kuti ufungidzire kuti taure
matauro. That's making you to predict.
Amen.
Amen.
On the basis of observation. Amen.
Amen.
Kuti ndiana anohwina.
Who will win?
Pama elections.
Between these elections.
Pamwe unogona kungoona pavanoita marally.
Maybe you can see when they are on their rallies.
Kuti kuri kuwandwa nevanhu ndekupi.
Where many people are going.
Kana kuti kune kuine vanhu vashoma shoma ndekupi.
Very few
Saka
people are going.
Saka nekuda kwaizvozvo.
So because of that.
Amen. Through observing.
Nekuona uchicherechedza.
Unogona kuti vakatiwo vachahwina.
You can predict.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's not prophesy.
Prophet.
So the prophet says, I did not say prophesy, but predict that this age will end around 1977. If you will pardon a personal note here, I base this prediction, you see, on seven major continuous visions that came to me one Sunday morning in June 1933. June 1933. The Lord Jesus spoke to me and said that the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. But that before he came, seven major events would transpire. And I wrote them all down, and that morning I gave forth the revelation of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Let's try and be fast. The first vision was that Mussolini would invade Ethiopia and that nation would fall at his steps. That vision surely did cause some repercussions, and some were very angry when I said it and would not believe it. But it happened that way. He just walked in there with his modern arms and took over. The natives didn't have a chance. But the vision also said that Mussolini would come to a horrible end with his own people turning on him. That came to pass just exactly as it was said. So the first vision, the prophet saying, God showed him Mussolini going to invade Ethiopia. Amen.
Amen.
And that Mussolini himself would come to a horrible end, like his people turning against him. And the prophet is saying it came to pass exactly as it was said. Says the second vision foretold that an Austrian by the name of Adolf Hitler would rise up as a dictator over Germany, and that he would draw the whole world into war. It showed the siege front line and how our troops would have a terrible time to overcome it. Then it showed that Hitler would come to a mysterious end. I know in other messages the prophet gave the details, but I took this from the church ages. Amen. Because of our time. Right? And then it says the third vision. Right? So the first vision was about Mussolini invading Ethiopia. The second vision, an Austrian by the name Adolf Hitler, a dictator rising up in Germany, and would draw the whole world into war. Amen.
Amen.
And the third vision was in the realm of world politics. For it showed me that there would be three great isms: fascism, Nazism,
communism.
But that the first two would be swallowed up into the third. The voice admonished, watch Russia, watch Russia, keep your eye on the King of the North. Now these are visions of a dispensational prophet. Amen.
Amen.
That was the third vision. Right? It had to do with world politics. That three isms would rise: fascism, Nazism, and communism. And that the first two would be swallowed into the third, which is communism. The voice admonished, watch Russia, watch Russia. Keep your eye on the King of the North. The fourth vision showed the great advances in science that would come after the Second World War. It was headed up in the vision of a plastic bubble topped car that was running down beautiful highways under remote control, so that people appear had seated in this car without a steering wheel, and they were playing some sort of a game to amuse themselves.
Amen.
Amen. But now we saw the prophet said the first vision, it happened exactly as it was said. And the second vision, of course you know history, that Adolf Hitler rose in Germany, right, and drew the whole world into a war. So it was fulfilled. And then in the world of politics, fascism, Nazism, and all these two were swallowed in communism. But the voice admonished him, watch Russia, watch
Russia.
And the fourth vision, so which means this third vision was fulfilled. And the fourth vision, he says it has to do with advances in science. Amen.
Amen.
And we know this is, I think
everybody knows that.
A
remote controlled car.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? And it says people appear to be, you know, playing cards or some sort of games that use themselves. Amen. While this car was going. Amen.
Amen.
Right? And the prophet in other places we find to say they are, the car is there already. Amen. All they are waiting for is for the proper highways. Amen. So they can use this car. Right? And
Amen.
Then the fifth vision had to do with the moral problem of our age, centering mostly around women. God showed me that women began to be out of their place with the granting of the vote. Then they cut off their hair, which signified that they were no longer under the authority of a man, but insisted on either equal rights, or in most cases more than equal rights. She adopted men's clothing and went into a state of undress, until the last picture I saw was a woman naked except for a little fig leaf type apron. With this vision, I saw the terrible perversion and the moral plight of the whole world. This we don't need to be told, brother, sister. This is the condition that we are right in. Amen.
Amen.
Moral decay. Amen. Women have become so low. Amen. That they are walking naked. Amen.
Amen.
Right, that's the fifth vision. And then the sixth vision. The prophet says, there arose up in America a most beautiful but cruel woman. She held the people in a complete power. I believed that this was the rise of the Roman Catholic Church. Though I knew it could possibly be a vision of some woman rising in great power in America due to a popular vote by women. Amen.
Amen.
Right? That's the sixth vision. He says, he believed that this was the rise of the Roman Catholic Church. Though it could possibly be a vision of some woman. But we know right now we speak in America. Way back the prophet said, they had a Catholic president contrary to their constitution. And right now, the man that is president, you see how he's supporting Catholicism. Donald Trump, even when he was not yet in the office, he said, when I'm elected president, amen, that I would recognize the Roman Catholic Church. Amen. You follow it, brother, sister. Amen.
Amen.
So, in a way, we can say this vision is being fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Roman Catholic Church is
dominating.
Amen.
Amen.
And then he says the last and seventh vision was wherein I had a most terrible explosion. As I tended to look, I saw nothing but debris, craters, and smoke all over the land of
America.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the seventh vision. He says, I had a most terrible explosion. As I turned to look, I saw nothing but debris, craters, smoke all over the land of
America.
Based on these seven visions, along with the rapid changes which have swept the world in the last 50 years, I predict, I do not prophesy, that these visions will have all come to pass by 1977. And though many may feel that this is an irresponsible statement in view of the fact that Jesus said that no man knoweth the day nor the hour, I still maintain this prediction after 30 years because Jesus did not say no man could know the year, month or week in which His coming was to be completed. Amen.
Amen.
So there are stages of His coming.
Amen.
Read Thessalonians. The Lord Himself shall descend with a shout. Amen. With the voice of an archangel. With the trump of God. And the prophet says, He does all three as He comes down. Amen.
Amen.
Now, so I repeat, I sincerely believe and maintain as a private student of the word, along with the divine inspiration, that 1977 ought to terminate the world systems and usher in the millennium. Amen. Now,
amen.
That's not where our subject is.
For
1977. Amen.
Amen. No, there are many stories around
this
issue. But we are not looking at that issue.
Talk to us about those seven visions. Amen. Reminding one another. Amen.
Amen.
Was in one message the prophet actually said, five have been fulfilled.
Five.
The sixth is in the process of being fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
And the sixth was about the Roman Catholic rising up in
America.
And the process, though it would also mean a powerful man rising up in America.
America.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let me say this. Can anyone prove any of those visions wrong? Were they not all fulfilled? Yes, each one has been fulfilled. Or is in the process right now. Mussolini invaded Ethiopia successfully. Then fell and lost it all. Hitler started a war he could not finish. And he died mysteriously. Communism took over.
Communism ikatora.
Right, both isms. Amen. Both two isms. The plastic bubble car has been built and is awaiting only a better network of roads. Women are all but naked and are even now wearing topless bathing
suits.
And just the other day, I saw in a magazine the very dress that I saw in my vision. If you can call it a dress. It was a plastic transparent type of cloth with three darkened spots that covered both breasts in a small area, and then there was a dark place like a small apron below. Amen. What? The Catholic Church is on the rise. Amen.
Amen.
And which vision is this?
That's
the sixth vision. We have had one Catholic president and will no doubt have another.
Amen.
Amen. And then it says, what is left? Nothing except Hebrews 12:26. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Once more God will shake the earth and with it shake everything loose that can be shaken. Then he will renovate it. Amen.
Amen.
So, what the prophet is actually saying, we are left with the last vision. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Because if you read in the message from that time, the prophet speaks about the sixth vision. This is a woman's nation.
It's
number 13.
Number 13.
It appears in the 13th chapter of Revelation.
13
stars.
13
stripes. Everything
13.
Everything is a woman. And remember, thus saith the Lord, there will be a woman rule before the end time. She will either be president, vice president, or it will be the Catholic Church as a woman. I've seen her, a great woman, the nation bowed to her. It will be one before the end time.
Thus
saith the Lord, write it down and find it out. You young people, see if it happens. If it isn't, I'm a false prophet. Amen. But remember, he said, Catholicism is on the rise. Amen.
Amen.
Now, looking at the seven visions and the statement which the prophet made. Amen. Right? The Lord Jesus spoke of his coming.
Right.
Or the prophet said, before the coming of the Lord, three major visions or events would transpire. But now when you look at it closely, amen, you will find that six visions happen before the coming of the Lord. They happen.
Amen.
Amen. Right? Because if you take the first statement the prophet said, that we have seven major events that would transpire before the coming of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So it's like all seven.
Saka zvese zvikutanga zvese zviri seven.
But when you look at it closely, brother, sister,
you
will find it's six.
Uchaona kuti zvitanhatu izvi.
Which according to the prophet, they've already happened.
Zvakatoitika nechekare.
They've been fulfilled.
Zvakatozadzikiswa.
Now I'm going to show you, brother, sister. If you are looking for the seventh vision.
Kana wakatarisira chiratidzo chechinomwe icho.
Amen.
Amen.
And you think you are going to see it, you are mistaken. I will prove it by the prophet. Amen. The seventh vision, amen, you are not going to see it. If you are part of the bride, if you are the elect, so where are we at, brother, sister? Amen.
Amen.
So you can see time is fast
paced.
Six major visions. They've all been fulfilled. And there's only one which is left. And that seventh one is not for you, brothers. Amen.
Amen.
He says in the message, Mark of the Beast. Remember, these visions were shown to him in 1933. And this is 1954. The prophet says communism is working straight in the hands of Almighty God to destroy the Roman. And remember, I say this as God's prophet. The Russian Empire will drop an atomic bomb of some sort on the Vatican City and destroy it in 1 hour.
Russia is an atomic bomb ku muzinda we Vatican uko yoparadzwa mu hour imwe chete.
Thus saith the Lord.
Zvanzi na Jehovah.
Now remember what the prophet said. When a prophet puts before him, thus saith the Lord,
the prophet
says he falls into God. Amen.
He
takes the place of God. He acts as God and gives his message. So it's actually God speaking. So here the prophet
saying,
communism. Amen. Which is actually Russia.
You know Russia.
Because the voice admonished him, watch Russia, watch
Russia.
Watch the king of the north.
He
says he's playing right in the hands of God. The Russian Empire will drop an atomic bomb of some sort on the Vatican City, destroy it in 1 hour,
and says,
thus says the Lord.
Jehovah.
And the Bible said that God took them cruel-hearted men and put them in his hands. They were instruments in his hands to fulfill his will, to bring back to her exactly what she had coming to her. Amen.
Amen.
And he says in God called man, the Gentiles has had 2,000 years of churchology.
Amen.
Gentile dispensation.
Amen.
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 Has had 2,000 years of churchology.
Amen.
We are saying we are in 2017. Amen. These are the 2,000 years the prophet is talking about. Amen. Since the Lord Jesus Christ went up. Amen. It's 2017. The prophet is saying Gentiles have had 2,000 years of churchology. But now the end of the Gentile dispensation is here.
Amen.
And Russia,
Russia,
the communists,
has
a bomb pointed right towards it to end it too. Amen. Don't worry, it's coming. The Bible said so. It will be here with your name wrote on it. That's the land of
America.
It will go into powder in 1 second's time. The whole nation. It will be completely annihilated. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet is speaking of the seventh vision. He says the seventh vision, he had a terrible explosion. Says when I looked back, it was nothing but debris and craters and smoke where the whole land of
America.
Right? Amen. And now the prophet says, Russia has a bomb pointed towards the Vatican. Amen. Amen. In 1 hour it is going to be destroyed. And it's now saying to America,
America.
Amen. It will be turned to powder in a second time. Amen.
Amen.
This is 1958. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the seven visions, but
settling
on the seventh vision. Where do you place it, brother, sister? In the message, love, we are at the end, paragraph 60,
570519E.
There is an atomic bomb hanging yonder in Russia with your names on it. Right here in Saskatoon, and you know that. So does the rest of the world know it. Amen.
Amen.
North Korea.
Every time we are reading about North Korea.
Amen.
Amen.
Russia.
About what's happening in Russia.
Syria.
How they want to help Syria.
Golan Heights.
So to take the Golan Heights.
That
might cause confusion.
Amen. Not confusion. I did not say that. You know what it's going to cause. Amen.
Amen.
It's all according to God's plan. Amen. Of course, and this is what Panipa Notori about Korean Bible. I don't know. But this is the story of Russia.
He was spoken of Russia.
Maybe
it's just a little dog barking besides.
Amen.
You know those little ones.
Oh, yes. Amen. Don't take it lightly, brother, sister.
Amen.
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 It's
a great issue.
Amen.
Amen.
It says, so does the rest of the world know it. So the whole world knows it. There is an uncertainty, brother, sister, in the whole world. There will be annihilation one of these days. You know, it's not far off. It's just the hand of God holding it. What the prophet is saying? Only he who let it will let till he be taken out of the earth is the bride. You, brother, you, sister, that's holding the wrath of God upon this earth. Amen. Remember, we saw the other time that when the bride is taken away, there will be chaos on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
What's going to happen? What did our president say the other night?
President,
we want to keep strong. Let our aggressor know that whenever he drops a bomb, he is going to destroy himself too. That's what it means, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
Sure, planes and great tanks and great hangars out yonder with guns trained right on the whole world everywhere. The only thing is, let one drop. That's all it takes. Then something is going to happen.
My.
Okay. Just give me 5 minutes or so.
5 minutes, five.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet is praying. Says we would see Jesus. Oh, for the sake of these lords. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm? For the sake of these. Amen.
Amen.
Right? The children of day. Amen. Not of the night. For the sake of these. Eh? Some of them are a little feeble, maybe, in their faith. They are just a little wobbling along, going to church. Seeing the great press of the Spirit. Today, knowing that we are living in the closing time. And we are aware there is something going on. Yonder in Russia, perhaps a bomb is already centered for the middle of this sky. Or this city. And also in the America and around the world. But we also have bombs centered for the middle of their city. Just who pulls the trigger or presses the button first, there could be a total annihilation in 5 minutes. Says, oh God, no wonder the world has become neurotic. But you said when these things begin to come to pass, raise up your head. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Give us voice to cry out in the darkness for the sake of the lost souls. So when these things begin to come to pass, so you can see the mechanics, brothers. Amen. So it's actually in the process. So you see these things. Process, raise your head. Your redemption is drawing nigh. And says, remember, there's going to be millions of Americans meet their doom. Amen. What would hinder tonight for this whole nation to be destroyed within 5 minutes?
He
says, let me tell you, the church won't see that. Amen.
Amen.
He says, America,
America,
millions
will
meet their doom in 5 minutes. But he says, let me tell you, the church won't see that. She's going to be gone when that comes. That's thus saith the Lord. It will be gone by that time. Jesus is coming. Amen. So he's referring to the seventh vision. Amen. When
America
is going to meet his doom, says millions will meet their doom in 5 minutes. He says, but the
church
won't see that. The
church
will be gone. And he says, that's thus saith the Lord. It will be gone by that time. Amen, brother, sister.
Amen.
And we say we are only waiting for the seventh vision. But the
church
won't see that. So where are we, brothers?
Amen.
Amen.
He's saying the whole world is knowing it. If the whole world knows it, what might happen to us?
Brother, sister. Unfortunately, time is not on my side. My. And it says here, just one last quotation from a blushing prophet. The church teaches that the church will be raptured before the tribulation. You know that everybody knows that. Jesus said as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. In the days of
Noah,
not one drop of water fell from heaven till Noah went in the ark. In the days that Lot, not one bit of fire fell from heaven till Lot got out of Sodom. And not one bomb can drop until his blessed church be resurrected and taken in the rapture to see her Lord. And if destruction is this close, how close is the coming of the Lord? If destruction is so close, the world knows it. How close is the coming of the Lord? It has to happen before the destruction and annihilation. It has to happen. Amen.
Amen.
I was going to read the prophet speaks about, you know, when he went to
India.
Amen. And he read in the paper, and it came out in the radio, that the birds are coming back. Amen. To the rocks. The earthquake must be over. Amen. You spoken word readers, you know this story. Amen.
The prophet
many books. Amen. The earthquake must be over. The
dead
are coming back to the rocks. So, the coming of the base to the rocks, what is that to do with the earthquake? Amen. And the prophet goes on to speak about something that God put in the animals.
He
says, you know, in India, you know, they are a poor country. You know, they don't build jura walls like we do. They actually use the rocks, the stones. Amen.
Making their jura walls.
Amen. But of course,
those times when the prophet saw it,
I think it's still like that. Amen, Brother Frank.
Amen.
Maybe
Frank
didn't visit the remote places.
Amen. Amen.
So he says, earthquake.
At the time when an earthquake is about to happen,
birds
coming out of those stones.
Amen.
Amen.
Majura wae matombo.
Oh, those
ndoma dzinogara dzineta matendera
dzimo. In those stones.
But earthquake isati yaita.
But before the earthquake happened,
right, shiri vanoona dzichibuda dzichiburuka dzichiburuka kwenda kwadzo. Dzowanika dzakunze.
They will be out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Kana kutorara dzinotorara mumiti kunzo.
Even sleep in the trees.
Mombe dzinenge dzichinguve kupisa dzinenda muzasi nemajura wemathomba.
Near those jurawos, so that they can get shade.
Asingwe sip dzinowanika dzakubva.
But at the time of the earthquake,
dzinenge dzichingomira mira kunekuwanika dzato dzichizemberana.
They will be leaning one another.
Amen. Why?
Say.
Prophet anda kutori pane chimwe chinhu chakaiswa mumuka.
Prophet says there is an instinct that was put
Amen.
In the
animal. Amen. Chinotaura isi kutika here.
Until the danger is coming.
Amen.
Get away from the stones.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says, kana mwara kwansa kuzvisa mumuka.
God can put that instinct in an animal in
bed. What
about in his children? You and me.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? And it says, nenguva isipi kwakabva kuvane kudengenyeka.
Within no time there was an earthquake.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Shira hadzina kudzoka.
Birds didn't come back.
Saka zinoti kwakunemwe earthquake.
It means there was still an earthquake.
Ndobva kwaitika imwe zvakare.
Within no time there was another earthquake.
But vazogara.
But when they seen the birds coming back again.
Amen.
Amen.
Creatures of God.
Zvisikwa zvaMwari.
Amen. Zvisiri muchinano chekuwa.
That are not in a fallen state.
Amen. Dzakaiswa pakuwa nekuda kwakwewenene.
Put in a fallen state because of you and me.
Amen.
Amen.
asi zvakaiswa madziri namwari
zvokuti
dzichengeteke
zvisina
zvinanasi.
Amen,
brother and sister. Amen. Amen. Saka vanhu vakatoshanda neshiri nemhuka. The birds are coming back to the rocks.
And
the earthquake must be over. Amen.
Amen.
And we call it instinct.
Isn't it instinct?
Eh? That
was just put by God in those animals.
But kukuwa na vake.
What about in his own
Amen.
Children?
Surely that day cannot overtake you as a thief in the night. Amen. So the Bible says, be sober. Watch and be sober. And he was in Mozambique one time. And he was watching with his binoculars. Like a little lamb that was feeding. Amen. Going about feeding peacefully. And then all of a sudden, right? Lift its head. It became so nervous. Tried to feed. But then it was looking. It was nervous. It couldn't see nothing. Right. And the prophet was wondering why all of a sudden it has become so nervous. And then he was coming with his binoculars. And then he saw way out in the grass a black maned lion. It was creeping, coming towards that lamb. So though this little lamb could not see the lion, but there was something in it. Amen. That told it that danger was lacking. Amen.
Amen.
Those are animals. What about God's people? Oh, brother, sister.
Oh,
time is fast spent. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's
true, brethren.
Amen.
Amen.
Signs of the times are everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
We used to sing that song. Amen.
Signs
of the times are everywhere. As the musicians come, there's a brand new feeling in the air. So keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh. Chorus one more time. Oh, signs of the times are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. So keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. As we bow our heads. Amen. You want to be remembered in prayer. Amen. You can lift up your hand. Amen. As we ask Brian Nyakujka, Pastor Nyakujka to come in.
Pastor Nyakujka,
commit all these hands. Amen to the Lord. Hallelujah.